Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News. Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. So as I told you yesterday, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world are coming to BillO'Reilly.com because we give you crystal clear information that is not tainted in any way, and you can use that information to protect you and your family. In fact, we have a former Navy SEAL this evening who will tell you how to prepare not only for the virus, but for other things, and use self-discipline in your life when things go wrong. But first, I want to talk about President Trump, because it's an interesting story. So the Fox News Channel sets up a so-called town hall, but because you can't have people together, particularly in New York City, and we'll get to New York City in a moment, it's by Facebook and questions and things like that. And Donald Trump, the problem with interviewing the president, and I've done more interviews with him than I think anyone else, is that he digresses, goes all over the place. And the original question sometimes is lost. You don't know, well, what was that? So today, for example, he went into Turkey and Syria, and he went a whole bunch of places, losing the message. Now, you know I have access to the White House, and I've told him many, many times, in cases of crisis, words must be precise. The president was not precise today. However, it is my job to cut through what he said and tell you the bottom line, which I will. And here it is. The president of the United States believes the country will get back to normal work-wise by Easter. That is what his plan is, to get industry up and running again by Easter. Now, that may happen, it may not, depends on health considerations. But he is, President Trump is, determined not to let the United States of America sink into a depression. I'm not talking about a recession. That's already in play. We're talking about a depression. If you keep industry on the sidelines for 5 months, 6 months, and the government can't afford to support 330 million people. So that was the headline today of all the verbiage. I selected two sound bites to give you a tone of how Mr. Trump is thinking. Roll number one.
I said, we've never closed the country before. This never happened before. You're saying, I said, are you serious about this? We are going to take this country that's fully employed, where we have 160 million people working, and you're telling me we have to close it, and people are going to go out of business, and they're going to go bankrupt, and they're not going to have jobs? What are we talking about here? This, don't forget, this has never been done. We've had flus before. We've had viruses before. So this is something new. And this is why I say we have to. I gave it 2 weeks, and you know, I guess by Monday or Tuesday, it's about 2 weeks, and we'll assess at that time.
So he's talking about the state of emergency. So next week, there'll be some reassessment. But by next week, the cases of the virus will not be on the decline. By Easter, they may be. That's the difference. So Easter, the end of April, and that's the target date. In the meantime, Donald Trump well knows that his whole political career is riding on him being able, all right, to contain this virus. Now, the only way you do that is by getting a vaccine or medicines. That's well underway, and I believe that will happen. I don't know when, but I know enough that they're not that far away, all right, for getting some kind of relief in this coronavirus situation. But the president is well aware if that does not happen, what will happen? Roll it.
You're going to have suicides by the thousands. You're going to have all sorts of things happen. You're going to have instability. You can't just come in and say, let's close up the United States of America, the biggest, the most successful country in the world by far.
All right. So that is the crux of what happened today with the president of the United States. All the other stuff doesn't matter. He wants to open the country for business by Easter, all right? He knows the downside. If he does succeed, he, the Trump administration, does succeed in mitigating this virus by summer, he will walk into re-election. He knows that as well. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
All right, now, this is a scandal. So the federal government is going to bring relief to individual Americans and to businesses, both corporate and small. They're going to do it. But they should have done it a while back because that would have helped the stock market. But they can't do it because the Democrats have loaded up their vision of virus relief with socialism and Green New Deal. They've loaded the bill. This is what they always do. So there's a bill to bring relief, monetary relief. But at the end of the bill, there are 100 things that the Democrats have tacked on. And the Republicans go, no. Let me give you some examples, all right? Very specifically. And you know I'm not a party guy, but I am so fed up with the Democratic Party, I can't tell you how fed up I am with them. And this is Pelosi and Schumer. So in addition to the $2 trillion that the federal government's going to spend to fight the virus and give people financial relief, they want green rules. Green rules the Democrats want. For example, that the airlines, in order to get any money, and the airlines are going out of business, would have to cut their emissions in half by 2050. And that would cost them hundreds of billions of dollars to do that. Okay. They want an emergency fund, all right, for $25 billion to keep the post office solvent and forgive the $11 billion debt that the post office has right now. Post office should be privatized. Government shouldn't have anything to do with it. They can't run it efficiently. It's obsolete. People do email. I mean, that's just a loser all day long, but they want to throw in $25 billion. Okay? Obama phones. You know what Obama phones are? That the government gives poor people phones and pays their bills. Cell phones. Obama phones. All right? They want that, $1 billion for Obama phones. They want a guaranteed $15 an hour wage in order to pass this bill. They want $35 million for the Kennedy Center, an entertainment theater, and on and on and on and on and on. 1,200 pages of pork. This is the Democratic Party? And people are dying, people are going out of business, and this crap is what they're throwing out? Any American who votes Democrat in November, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you. All right. It's going to get done. They'll knock all that garbage out. It'll all be out. Schumer will give it up in the Senate, and then Pelosi's going to have to pass it. Or she's through and the Democratic Party's through. Roll the tape on this. We'll be right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Okay, let's do a little mail here. Svlago on the message board says, why do Democrats want to add Green New Deal stuff to the Corona economic stimulus bill? Can't they wait until January? They say they're going to win the presidency, so they should do it then. Democratic Party very worried about winning the presidency. Very worried. Joe Biden's a very weak candidate. Everybody knows that. Not everybody in the mainstream, but everybody in the political world knows he is weak. Trump, as I said, gets through this virus, he's in. So, Democratic Party is going to slap all that socialism stuff on any bill they can. Surge, concierge member, thank you, Surge. And we've had a surge in concierge membership because you get direct access to me via email. Bill, as per your request, I was listening on my mother's TV and Channel 7 Eyewitness News, I believe that's in New York City, and their White House reporter saying that the White House was holding up the bailout bill. Okay, so if you're going to watch local news, and I'm generally speaking here, there are some good markets for local news. Boston is one, but the local news thing has changed. They don't pay reporters what they used to. When I worked local news here in New York, it was better than the network news. The reporters were better locally than they were at the network. I worked for the CBS affiliate here, WCBS in New York. Anyway, they don't know what they're talking about. Local news, forget it. They can cover the fire, cover the murder. Beyond that, no. One more thing. I did an hour on WABC Radio in New York City today. It was a good hour. We posted some of it on the site. I was very flattered that the flagship radio station in New York City wanted me to come on and talk about this situation. Very flattering. And I thank WABC. They have bought the radio program, which is now being bought by hundreds of radio stations. So we have that stuff posted on the site as well, free for you. And there are some good things coming out of this. Honest reporting from our operation is getting far more views, and that's a good thing. See you tomorrow.